Blog Talk Radio.
Of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. He thinks about it day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And the chaff, what blows the wind away? When, you know, when you see the wind blows something away, it's like a shaft. Verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I read to you Psalms 1 in its entirety. May our Heavenly Father bless the hearers and the doers of His word, so you understand that wherever you are, if that person is unrighteous, you are not to walk it in His counsel. You know, stay away from the ungodly. Right now, I wish to have a prayer. And I was thinking so heavily on my grandfather who helped raise me with my mom. I miss him so much. Nonetheless, that was his favorite song. Let us say a prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, thank you with all the things that you have done, for all the things that you have done for me. Thank you, Father, for calling me out of the world years ago. Thank you for allowing me to do now. Bless me always to be your sheep with your exact words from the Bible. Thank you for blessing us sheep in Detroit with great weather. Also, thank you for keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from us sheep in Detroit, Michigan. We should thank you for allowing us to have our right mind, good health, and prosperity. Thank you, Father, for taking care of those who are homeless, those who are without shelter, and those who are ill, those who are in the hospital. Heal them in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. I say that prayer. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember Sabbath day and keep it holy, you'll find it in Exodus chapter 20 for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And of course, you know that a version is not the real thing, but it is similar to the real thing. I don't know. They say that in 70 AD, Rome destroyed Jerusalem. And they took it down brick by brick and took everything. That includes Father's writings. And this book is just a version of what is in there. And it's similar, that is, it's close to the meaning of what's written in the Bible. Sabbath starts Friday evening, as it is now, and ends tomorrow evening, that is Saturday evening, this time. Your three T's ready in handy. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil. And they call something now a notebook. That's new technology. And that way you can type it in your notes, or you can write it down. Write down the scriptures that I may give you later on as I go into the Bible. Now, the lesson says that we are to read chapter 9, and I just want to, we have read chapter 9 about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm trying to read further in the Bible because I say that I never know when our Heavenly Father will tell me to cease, and I want to read as much as I can to you all, but I tell you, sheep, and those who are not sheep, get the Bible and read it for yourself. And that way you'll know what it is that our Heavenly Father wants you to do. And like the Ten Commandments, there are more commandments than just those Ten Commandments. For instance, to know that in Leviticus chapter 18, it says, in verse 22, it says, thou shalt not lie with mankind, as with womankind. It is abomination. So you're not supposed to do that. That is disgusting. Or if you read on, it tells you that you are not to defile yourself with any of these things. For in these things, the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. So in the Bible, there are many things that you should learn. It tells you about, where was I? I was at some place in Leviticus. I don't know where I was reading earlier. But it's telling you that you are to remember or to read. I think you should know the Ten Commandments. There are more things in the Bible. Like in Leviticus chapter 11, I tell everyone not to eat a swine because it's in the Bible. It says that. That's found in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 7. It says, and the swine, though he divided the hoof and be cloven footed, cheweth not the cud. It is unclean for you. So there are many things that you may not learn by going to Sunday school like I did. A lot of times when I went, I did not listen. But now that God gave me a dream that I must feed his sheep, then I am going to do that. And he tells me in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, it says, I make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. He told me that dream. I could not forget that dream. And so now that I have started feeding his sheep, I have almost forgotten that dream. He told me many years ago to feed his sheep, and that is what I am doing. I am proud. I'm happy that Blog Talk Radio allows me to come on and feed his sheep. And by the way, you who are listening, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 14, verse 14. That's where I left off last week. And I'm going to start reading there today. I want you also, if you have your friends or neighbors, call them and tell them to come and listen to the Bible, just in case you don't read it for yourself. Although I have told you to read the Bible for yourself. Let's pick up in Romans chapter 14, verse 14. And read as much of it as I can. Because I don't know when the Lord will call me home. You know, he will make you faint. Just like Wendy Williams did. She is a movie star. A television person that fainted 3 days ago. You know, if the Lord doesn't wake you up and send you back, you will not, you know, you must be living. No, I was about to say you must be doing something right, because I once fell out and I was sent back. And I think God wants me to finish reading his words and not talk so much. So let me read his words as many as I can to you tonight. Verse 14, Romans chapter 14, verse 14. I know and am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean to itself, but to him that esteem or is convinced or think highly of that thing to be unclean. To him it is unclean. Verse 15. But if thy brother be grieved with your meat, thou walkest not in charity. Charitably. And charity means love. Destroy not him your meat for whom Christ died. Let not then your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So let's say we've just learned something. The kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but is righteousness, 1, 2, peace, 3, joy in the Holy Ghost. Verse 18, for he that in those things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and the things therewith one may edify another. Remember those things, those three things: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You walk after those things, not after meat. Verse 20. Let me go back up to verse 19, because I don't know if I read that. Let us therefore follow after those things that make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Verse 20, for meat destroys not God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for that man who eateth with offense. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby your brother is offended or is made weak. Yourself before God. God is happy is he that condemneth not himself in the things which he allows. Verse 23, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he is not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So that's the reading of in the middle of that. I had read the first half of chapter 14 last week. So if you want to know what it said, go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the lesson last week, and you will get the full meaning and understanding, as well as I have just read the ending of all of chapter 14. Now, let us go to chapter 15. I hope that God will allow me to read everything, even chapter 16. Let's read chapter 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmity. The infirmities are like sicknesses or illnesses of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, to edification. And that is, edification is improvement, among other words. That's, let us, one, help us, it says, verse 2 again, it says, let us, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good, for him. Let me read verse 2 again. It says, let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. And edification means for his improvement. Verse 3, for even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, his reproach, the reproach of them that reproach you fell on me. Well, reproach means to, it's like disapprove of somebody. His disapprovement of us or me fell on Jesus Christ. So everything were written aforetime, were written for our learning, that we, through peace, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Verse 5, now God of patience and consolation, and that a consolation means, what's another word for that? Consolation, encouragement, grant you to be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 7, wherefore receive you one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision of the truth to confirm the promises made unto the Father. And the promises made unto the Father, they were his adoption, it says, like the glory, the covenant, the law, and the promises. They are, those are the promises. They are given to us that he made unto the Father. Verse 9, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will come to you among the Gentiles and sing unto thy means your name. And again he said, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. Again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and laud him. Laud means praise him, but praise him, all you people. And again, Elijah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and thank God, Jesse was a black man. And he, you know, I'm thinking that I will probably maybe read the Songs of Solomon, where he said that he is black. Solomon says that he's a black man. So I want you to understand that. Maybe that's where I'll read, reading. There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall raise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall be, in him the Gentiles trust. Now let me read verse 12 again, because I know that Solomon is a black man, and he comes out of the root of Jesse. Jesus comes out of the root of Jesse. Again, and you know, you got this white Christ out here. I'm telling you, you are not to worship. That's idol worship. You're not to worship that white Christ with the long, stringy hair. And Revelations 1 and 14, it says that he has hair of wool, and his feet is of brass, and that's like brown color. That's like me. Brown, my feet are brown. My feet are brown. So you're worshiping an idol. The Jesus that you should worship is one that looks like me. And if you don't know it, that might be news to you. But it was news to me when I read it. And now I'm just telling you. Verse 12. And again, Elijah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall raise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentile trust. Now, the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound. And that means abound has a lot of hope, or full of hope, great hope. Abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you shall also, full of goodness. Let me read chapter verse 14 again. It says, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness and filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish, or that is to warn one another. Verse 15, nevertheless, brethren, I have written thee more boldly unto you, the same sort as putting you in mind about you, the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified, that is, set apart by the Holy Ghost. I have therefore, whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God, I will not dare speak of any of those things which Christ have not wrought, and that is confirmed by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Therefore, excuse me, through mighty signs and wonders, my power of the Holy, I'm reading that wrong. Verse 19 reads, through mighty signs and wonders and power of the Spirit of God, so that Jerusalem and round about to Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ, there are words in this Bible that I may not, well, I'm sure I will not pronounce correctly, but I am trying to. And if you read it again, perhaps you will know the words yourself. Now, let me read verse 19 again. To mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to unto Illyricum, I fully preach the gospel of Christ. And that's one of those words I don't know, and I just try to say to you. I may have spoken it wrong, but I tried. I hope God forgives me for this. Father, of course, you are always invited to my lessons where I try to feed your sheep as you told me to do. And I was so afraid. Thank you for giving me the courage to do what you told me to do. Verse 20, yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, is I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. And that word hindered means he has been much blocked from coming to you. Now, but now having no more place in these parts and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey and be brought on to see you. Let me read verse 24 again. My journey into Spain, I will come to you. I will trust to see you in my journey as to be brought on my way thither words by you. And thither words, that means I will be brought towards you. I may somewhat feel with your company. But now I go to Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it has pleased them in Macedonia and Arcadium to make certain contribution for the poor saints which are in Jerusalem. Has pleased them verily, and verily means truly, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto the carnal things, that is, material things. That's what the carnal things are. When therefore I have performed this, as I have sealed them, this trust, will I come to you into Spain. Let me read verse 28 again. It says, When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come to you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness and blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I ask you, now I beseech you, or I ask you or beg you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers for God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, that my service which I have in Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with the joy by the will of God, and may with you refresh. Now, the God of peace be with you. Amen. I have finished reading to you chapter 15. And may God give you an understanding as well as me an understanding of the words that I've read to you. Now I want to go to verse 16. Start reading. I commend you unto Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Centuria, that you receive her in the Lord as becoming a saint. That, let me read that, that you receive her in the Lord, and that you assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for she has been a helper of many. The word here is a successor, and that word successor means a helper or rescuer of many, and unto myself also. So I want you to know that Paul had women. It says, Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria. So, you know, say that Paul is telling you a woman should not preach in the Lord. That's wrong. He had women preaching in the Lord. And he has one right here. Her name is Phoebe. Says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved, I don't know how to pronounce this name, I'm going to say Epinius, whom is the first fruit of Acacia unto the Lord. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor upon us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also serve the Lord Jesus Christ. before me. Greet Amphilus before beloved of the Lord. And let me say that again. Amphilus, my beloved in the Lord, salute your Irving, our helper in Jesus Christ, and Stasis, my beloved. Salute Apelles, beloved in Christ. Salute them which are of Archibald's household, Herodias, my kinsmen. Greet them that of the household of Narcissus, which are in the Lord. Salute Typhonus and Typhosius, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved parish, which labor much in the Lord. Salute Rufus, chosen of the Lord, and his mother and mine. Salute Anacrius, Phasium, Hermas, Petrotus, Hermas, the brethren which are with them. Salute Peleus and Julius, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute one another with the holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Now, I beseech you. I stop right here at verse 17. And next week, hopefully, I will be back to finish the rest of this. Now, let us have a closing word of prayer, an ending word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come thanking you for all that you have allowed us to do. We are so humble. We thank you so much. We love you. And of course, you know, we know that you love us for following in your footsteps. I'm glad to say that there were not many people out last week on Halloween. Thank you for keeping us, our Father, Yeshua. Bless us in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. God's will, like it is said in James 4, verse 15. If it is your will, I will be back to you next week. Thank you, Father. I don't know what is hard. I always why can't I get this song? I still have. I will see you next week. Say, if God allows it. Or I'll see you next week, Steve, if God allows it.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Don't fall by the side of the road. Don't fall.
To love one another. Heaven might find
and if you do fall, you and go back and say that
in their hearts
and really mean it.
Cause Jesus is love.
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us out.
He won't let you down. And I know forever.
got to walk on.
Walk on, baby. Walk on.
Walk on through temptation. Cause he's love.
They're no good for you. Anyway.
And his wisdom.
You feel bad.
Will be our helping hand.
You got it.
And his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad.
That
Jesus is love.
I love you. God loves you more.